have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Yesterday, Oprah asked you to think about which long-buried goals or dreams you are poised to turn into a reality in the year 2022. It could be something as drastic as moving across the country to pursue a life you have always wanted. What Oprah Winfrey knows is this: if you want success, you cannot let success become your focus. The key is not to focus on being successful, but rather on working to make yourself meaningful. Success will follow naturally. We can all learn from her story, including the importance of following your dreams, being persistent, being true to yourself, and above all, giving back to others. The importance of education and a curiosity for learning is the keystone to Oprah's success story. While Oprah Winfrey is known for encouraging others to live the best lives possible, there are valuable lessons that we can take away from her life story. Oprah Winfrey has stated that her father's love for learning was the key that helped transform her life. While it might seem difficult to relate to the level of success that Oprah Winfrey has achieved, there are some important lessons we can take away from her story. She has worked with legends like Nelson Mandela, and donated more than $20 million to Smithsonian's Museum of African American History and Culture, making her a specialist in connecting with people who are making a difference in culture. Oprah Winfrey has used her success to help others reach their dreams and make the world a better place. Much of Oprah Winfrey's success can be attributed to taking risks and being willing to venture into new territories. In this brief interview that she gave at Stanford, she gives, in her own words, what she believes is the secret of her story. Oprah Winfrey believes the only way for someone to really grow is if they shift the way they think. Instead, Oprah Winfrey encourages women to take control of their health, and says that now is the time to begin the conversation about menopause and bioidentical hormones. When the show fails, Oprah is blamed, and not by her older, white, male co-host. While she loved hosting, it took considerable chemistry between her and the co-host for the relationship to work. Oprah moved to Tennessee to live with her father, and began to succeed academically. After Winfrey went public about her own experiences of sexual violence, she was introduced to Dr. Bruce Perry, and the two immediately clicked. As they pieced the story together, Winfrey was told that Street A uses a model developed by Dr. Bruce Perry. The interview and the article resonated with many, particularly Winfrey. Winfrey was preceded on stage by Robert Paul Jones, the speaker for the students, who teasingly mocked her for her fame. Berebyshesh videos, which have titles such as, Show the Ways That Science Applies to Everyday Life, and The Enjoyment That Comes from Learning. Oprah's ability to be great at business without being oriented toward it is a wonder. Rather than basing Oprah Winfrey's identity on her former life of poverty, abuse, and self-destructive behaviors, Oprah focused on her potential and began to chart a new course. What Oprah had was a unique blend of compassion, determination, and an ability to continue moving forward when everything else had fallen apart. Trying to tell people how to create successful lives was incredibly challenging. Oprah Winfrey took it as read that they understood what it meant to get to work, to show up to appointments, to make sure that kids went to school and did their homework. In her video on intentions this week, Oprah talks about turning 68, and the concept that age is really only a number. Much as Oprah sees a new year as a time to ask questions about one's purpose in life and intentions, Oprah's birthday serves as a moment for reflection. To mark birthdays, Oprah has frequently shared insights into how she has grown and what she has learned in past years. In her column, What I Know for Certain, when Dr. Bruce Perry appeared Wednesday at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga to discuss his new book, he believes that the majority of people are going to want to hear about his relationship with his latest co-author, Oprah Winfrey. His new book was on the top of the New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction books earlier this year. The book alternates between Winfrey relating the traumatic events from his past, and Dr. Bruce Perry drawing on his decades-long medical practice to illuminate the ways in which these episodes of trauma
resonate long after they have passed to adulthood. One of the other big lessons I learned was taught to me by my friend and mentor, Maya Angelou, and if you can take that, you could spare yourself a ton of time. Oprah heard about Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center when she was looking for businesses highlighting wellness for an upcoming visit to Charlotte from Oprah. Some dispensaries are so great at finding innovative ways to serve their communities, they are recognized by Oprah, such as Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Three winners from O. White House's inaugural leadership project are giving new faces to math, physics, and chemistry, and they want girls to take note.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Carter Sutton. Adios.